98.9 FM for the best country here on the Sunday's Big Brekkie. And our special guest in the studio live with me is a league legend for Australia, Queensland, Broncos, Penrith. And we have the legendary Petro Cinemasive. How are you going, Petro?
Good, thanks, Uncle Dusty. How are you? You all?
Yeah, mate, real good.
That's good, that's good.
So you must be excited again. Big game's coming up, and of course, you're in the management committee, or you're a cultural officer?
Yeah, that's it, that's it. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, not going to be with the Maroons this year, but obviously the mentoring role is something that I do enjoy. For me, being away in the bubble for 6 weeks, I think the wife would have divorced me, I think, if I'm going away for 6 weeks, but obviously with my role with Deadly Choices as well, you know, so... I think hopefully next year I'll get back in there with the team. But yeah, it's really exciting times. It's a very young Queensland side for this year's series, and I think we're just all grateful that the footy got played this year, because through COVID it looked like we weren't going to have any sport at all. But full credit to Peter Vlandis, who did an amazing job to really lobby state and federal governments to allow the competition to start. We've now played the season out. Melbourne Storm, what a fantastic premiership win there in the grand final last weekend. And now here we are. Who would have thought we'd be watching Origin in November? So it's going to be different, 3 games in a row. And I think, at least gives our football fans a bit of footy leading into Christmas. So I'm excited.
Mate, we'll have 3 weeks of excitement waiting for the next game. And before, you had to wait a month and another month. But now she's 3 weeks in a row. But what I couldn't understand is why they got it on a Wednesday night. Wouldn't it be more valuable to them, you think, on a... by having it on a Saturday night?
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting, though. But I dare say that it's probably a TV ratings issue, and I think, as we all know, I think the TV stations, the media broadcast rights are the number one priority. And but you're right. I'd love to see it played on the weekend, especially when you've got kids, sitting up late watching footy. I know when my kids are younger, they're always asleep by halftime, but. But now, it'll be interesting. And look, the whole concept of having 3 Origin games in a row is going to be, it's going to be a big test on the players, I reckon. They've obviously named, large squads, but to be able to back up after the intensity of Origin, every week for those 3 weeks is going to be a good challenge. So, I think there's going to be lots of excited football to watch in this year's series. It's going to be great.
Now, did you ever play those rules that they got now?
No. This is it's all new, the rules. I mean, look, we definitely saw it throughout the season, the speed of the game, and I think it was great because, for the smaller players, those dynamic players, you could see the influence that they could have on those games, as opposed to the previous rules where, the big blokes would as soon as they get buggered, they'd take them off and put another fresh bloke on. This now has sped the ruck up and now, as I said, brings those more dynamic players into the game. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I remember playing those rules, but we only had 5 yards. We never had 10.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So it sped the game up a lot. And, you reckon it's going to be in the... It'll go 100 mile an hour, wouldn't you think, the State of Origin?
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable, the speed of the game. And, if the NRL season has been any indication of how fast it's going to be, I always said, people ask me, what's playing Origin like? I said, it's a normal NRL game, and you double speed it, you put it on fast forward. It's unbelievable how quick the game is. And I think with these new rules, again, it's going to speed the ruck up. We're going to see, some really good attacking footy. So, looking forward to it.
What about the team?
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting. I mean, we've got a lot of young players that Wayne Bennett's going to have to choose here. And when you look at the injuries, you look at the players that have retired, it's an exciting time, I think, for Queensland Rugby League. I know a lot of, media down south are writing us off and doubting us, but, there's one thing that I've always known about Queenslanders, and when they put that Queensland jersey on, they'll fight to the death, and we've seen it so many times again, whenever we've been... talk down about, we find another way to win, and we never give in. And so I think, look, I was part of 2001 when Queensland named 10 debutants, and I remember how nervous I was. But again, when you're with blokes that are all playing their first game, there's a level of excitement and you want to prove yourself at that level. So I think that could be a good thing for Queensland, you know. So it's good.
Well, one thing I liked about Wayne Bennett, he picked a real tough forward pack. They're really pretty tough fellas.
Yeah, that's it, you know. Led by Josh Papali, he's been in it was just in fantastic form for the Canberra Raiders, and he's just an absolute machine. And, you know, when you've got senior players like him, you know, you've got Jake Friend, who... he's going to get an opportunity in Origin. You know, he's been knocking on the doors for so long, but unfortunately there's a bloke by the name of Cameron Smith that, you know, he can play a bit, that bloke. And, you know, poor Friend, he's been waiting for his opportunity, but here it is. You know, you're going to see the likes of, you know, guys like AJ Brimson, who missed a bit of the season through injury, but then, you know, was in fantastic form for the Titans. You know, and the Titans, I mean, the football that they played at the back end of the year was fantastic. And it's great to see that we've got quite a number of Titans players featuring in this Maroons outfit. So, yeah, look, there's blokes there that have got experience that haven't played Origin. We've got, you know, young guys that have never played before at this level. So, again, it's going to be a good test for them. But, you know, this is what you play for as a footballer. You want to be on the big stage, and this is their moment.
Yeah, 3 weeks in a row. Can't wait for it. Now, your job over there at Deadly Choices, enjoying it, brother?
I am. I feel really blessed to be in the role. It's something that, you know, I'm grateful to IUE and Deadly Choices for giving me the opportunity. And, you know, I retired in 2013, and I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to get into community. And I was lucky I did that with the NRL. I do it with the QRL. Those roles are still ongoing, but, you know, now to be part of the Deadly Choices team and our amazing programs officers, yourself, Uncle Dusty, you know, going out in the community and, you know, passing on the really important messages around Deadly Choices, you know, about getting our health checks, you know, getting regular exercise, eating well, all those things that are going to lead to, you know, leading long and healthy lives. It's been a wonderful thing for me, and as I said, I'm really, really grateful.
Mate, I've seen your star from the mums and bubs right up to the elders, mate. You've been right through them all. You've been cooking taco. You've been...
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact that, you know, we our programs cater to all levels of the community, whether it's our mums and bubs program, right to our elders program with you, Uncle Dusty. And, you know, again, I love getting out there in the community and having elders games. You know, that those days are brilliant because of the atmosphere. Seeing elders get together, yarning, having a good time, you're playing your country music. And again, I'm always amazed at the athleticism, you know, and it's funny, isn't it? Like, you know, we live in a society where we want to, you know, push our elders away. You know, it's almost like, you know, use by date's been gone, and, you know, the focus is on young people. Our elders are the most knowledgeable, most experienced, you know, people in our communities, and we should have them, you know, as a part of our lives in any way. And, you know, anyone I talk to and I tell them about the elders games, they're blown away. And I say, if you get a chance to ever see this, you'll be amazed. And I've seen, you know, aunties that, you know, might have walked in with the walking frame, and then, you know, a month later, after competing in these games, she's up and mobile, and, you know, and I love it too because there's lots of good banter, eh? You're like, you know, you don't want to get the scores wrong.
You don't want to mess up.
So, yeah, so it is a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it.
Of course, what surprises me, how competitive they are.
Oh, man. I mean, I tell you what, it's something about as we get older, I think that those competitive juices never go down. Eh? They're always there, you know, and it's great to see that level of competition. But it's always fun, and plenty of smiles.
No worries, brother. You do a great job, and we're proud to have you over there at IUE. And like I said, you're always out in the community. And thank you for coming in today. It was always good to talk to you. And like I said, let's go Queensland.
That's it. Thanks, Uncle Dusty. Cheers, mate.